Palestinians carried out 2 stabbing attacks in Jerusalem on Saturday before being shot dead by police, while another 2 Palestinians were killed during a violent demonstration near the Gaza border fence as violence continued to spread following a series of attacks against civilians and soldiers in the past week. Jerusalem has seen a wave of stabbing attacks linked to tensions over a sensitive holy site in the holy city that is sacred to Jews and Muslims. In recent days, the attacks have spread to the rest of Israel, while violent protests have erupted in the West Bank and along the Gaza border, where 7 Palestinians were killed on Friday. In the first stabbing on Saturday, a 16-year-old Arab attacked 2 Israelis who were walking from the old city toward the city center, said police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld. Police who saw the men bleeding from stab wounds in their upper bodies and the knife-wielding Palestinian running toward them opened fire, killing the attacker. The 2 victims were lightly wounded and evacuated to the hospital, Rosenfeld said. Photos taken by a witness to the attack showed a dazed-looking youngster in jeans and a sweatshirt holding a knife. Later, just outside the old city, another Palestinian stabbed 2 police officers, 1 in the neck. Rosenfeld said other police forces opened fire and killed the attacker, but also wounded one of their own. 3 officers were taken to a hospital, 1 in serious condition. On the Gaza frontier, meanwhile, protests resumed Saturday afternoon with dozens of Palestinians throwing stones and rolling burning tires toward Israeli troops along the border fence. Gaza health officials said Israeli forces shot dead a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. The Israeli military said it fired toward protesters who approached the border. Later, the military said dozens of Palestinians breached the border and briefly entered Israel. The military said 5 were detained for questioning while the others retreated. Military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner said that given the history of Palestinian cross-border attacks, Israel must consider any breach of the buffer zone with Gaza to be a potential threat both to civilians and security forces. The Gaza border has been largely calm since last summer's war between Israel and the Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules the coastal territory. A rocket was fired from Gaza into southern Israel overnight without causing any casualties or damage. Israel has deployed an Iron Dome air defense battery in the region in case of further fire. Rosenfeld said police in an Arab East Jerusalem neighborhood also came under attack overnight and responded with gunfire, hitting a 25-year-old. Health officials later confirmed the man had died of his wounds. Violent protests broke out after the man's funeral, with rocks and firebombs hurled toward police who opened fire and lightly wounded 2 people. Protests also took place in the West Bank city of Ramallah, where demonstrators hurled rocks at Israeli troops who responded with tear gas. In the West Bank city of Hebron, thousands took part in 2 funeral processions for Palestinians who were killed while carrying out attacks in recent days. This article posted by Aaron Heller for the Associated Press in Jerusalem.